All six of those charged in Racine County have admitted they voted in the November 2006 election, but claim they didn't know they were violating the law. The Racine County clerk says notices explaining the law were posted at all the polling stations, and parolees sign a statement when they're paroled saying they understand they're prohibited from voting. Racine County DA Michael Niskus says enforcing the law against parolees is a delicate balance. He says requiring poll workers to cross-check a list of paroled felons against the list of eligible voters adds time to the voting process and could discourage some eligible people from casting ballots.
We wish to encourage everybody who's eligible to vote in our communities to vote and participate. But there needs to also be an effort not to discourage persons from voting. In my opinion, it's a tough juggling act.
That juggling act wouldn't be necessary, according to Madison Democrat Joe Parisi, if the legislature would pass the bill he introduced 3 months ago. He says it would grant voting rights to all felons once they're released from prison. Parisi says that would save the six just charged in Racine County from facing jail time for doing their civic duty.
They weren't out slashing tires. They weren't out holding up a convenience store. They were voting. If our goal is to get people who have served their time in prison reintegrated back into society and to become productive members of society, a policy like this simply makes no sense.
If Parisi's bill passes, Wisconsin would join the 15 states and the District of Columbia that already allow felons to vote once they're released from prison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.